Hi, I'm Noah Susskind. The Consensus Building Institute has begun facilitating discussions in Exeter, Rhode Island, as part of the Borderlands Project's efforts to help towns preserve land by channeling new development into existing or planned village centers. CBI has been hosting conversations among stakeholder groups at this old Exeter community building called The Grange. This podcast synthesizes my conversations with some of these Exeterites who accepted CBI's invitation to participate in talks about what they believe to be the heart and soul of Exeter and how it shapes their vision of Exeter's future. To a person, the Exeterites who spoke with me said that any account of the heart and soul of Exeter had to include its natural environment. A resident named Christine Harkins perhaps expressed this best.
It's interesting that people can spend thousands of dollars going to elegant spas, all for the purpose of being taken away from the constant assault on our senses, the constant noise, the constant interruption, and that being in Exeter gives you the opportunity to experience the antithesis of that.
Most, including that woman, went on to say that it was the collection of undeveloped land that defined the rural nature of Exeter. The social consequences of the rural environment were elaborated by Helen Buchanan when I asked her what she thought about when she thought about Exeter.
Space. Openness. You could do what you want. Much more freedom. Well, you didn't have to watch out for a car. You didn't have to watch out for really just a lot of people. It was rural and you enjoyed it.
On the other hand, in tension with this enjoyment of personal space was the expression of a need for a greater sense of community. The people I spoke with said that they'd like a village center, a center in the sense of a hub of social life.
Right now the gathering places, because I have children, are sports. That's become sort of a social event for a lot of adults. But outside of sports, if you don't have children who are involved in that, there are very few places where you have that opportunity. That's another reason why I might support a village, where while you're going to buy milk and bread, you can still run into your friends and neighbors and make new acquaintances.
This vision for a future of Exeter wasn't incompatible with what I heard from local landowners and developers. However, they spoke of how hard it has been to develop in the town.
My name is Max DeWardner, with a small D, and I own and operate Yago Valley Ski Area and Sports Park, and we are going into our 45th year of operation. And whenever I wanted to expand the area, I knew I was going to go up against a solid wall in this town. I dreaded going to the town hall and trying to pull permits because it took so long because of the politics involved.
To learn more about the Borderlands Project or get involved, go to borderlandsproject.org. I'm Noah Susskind.
This has been a podcast from the Consensus Building Institute. You can find us online at www.cbuilding.org.